Good morning and welcome to Front Row Center, the Montana Public Radio weekly arts interview. I'm Michael Marsalek. I'm in our Missoula studios today and talking by telephone with Alan R. Scott. Alan is the music director and conductor of the Helena Symphony Orchestra. Certainly get a chance to speak with you a few times a year. Nice to talk with you again.
Good morning.
So this is the big week of the annual Symphony Under the Stars, a big project for the symphony in the summer, an event that brings literally thousands of people to the Carroll College lawn. We'll talk about the details on what's going to be happening on Saturday night. But maybe let's start with a little bit of the backstory. This giant summer event actually has been going on for 11 years as the Symphony Under the Stars, and before that was the Summer Symphony Celebration, right?
Correct. Well, thanks for having me. And I sort of pick up in the middle of that. When I arrived in 2003, the Montana Power Company that sponsored the Summer Symphony had been out of business, and that Summer Symphony had been gone for 2 years. The Summer Symphony was a very unique thing. It really existed to showcase Montana and images of Montana around the country on PBS. That was the goal of that. And they had members of all the seven major orchestras throughout the state play, and basically play Western music, almost stereotypical of what we think when we hear the Americana, particularly from Montana. And that's how it existed for 5 years. One funder funding well over $300,000 at times to broadcast this on PBS. And that was the focus of that concert. When I came, I spoke with then Carroll College president Tom Trabon and said, I think we should create something of our own that perhaps builds off of that energy, but something quite different, that one is about the Helena Symphony and a gift to the community from Carroll College and the Helena Symphony, a free event, and make it very much about the event and about the music making. So that's where it started. Never in our wildest dreams did we think we'd be going for 11 years, well beyond the 5 years of the Montana Power Summer Symphony, and 11 years, and focusing on all sorts of different music, from opera to films to an evening of Spanish nights to an evening with fiddler Mark O'Connor. I mean, it has really spanned the gamut of repertoire. It's a $120,000 day, but it's one of our greatest things that we do.
You know, it seems like from the beginning, though, the mindset was different than the traditional kind of summer pops, where, I mean, you really thought of this more as a concert first and outdoor venue is the bonus.
The word pops is not used in our office because the pops, as much as many of us grew up with either Arthur Fiedler or John Williams conducting the Boston Pops, a much older audience, which is great. However, it doesn't mean much to generations 30s, 40s, and even 50s as what it used to. But that doesn't mean you can't do that type of music. I just package it more about the music. I don't want to think that we're dumbing down. And in fact, pops concerts have shown not to generate any new audience into regular classical music concerts. In fact, very little, less than 1%. So it wasn't so much about pops as it was about repertoire, like you allude to. However, I am programming it knowing that my venue is an outdoor. We're on a 40 by 50 foot 18-wheeler stage, the truck that opens up to a rock and roll stage 10 feet in the air. So I choose repertoire and a concert that sort of lends itself. And in many ways, I look at it as if I'm accompanying the sunset.
I like that. You have the amplification and getting the sound to upwards of 15,000 people that come and scatter across the lawn as well. Well, this year you've decided to do a Disney theme. I thought that was very interesting. I don't know that that's been done before, has it?
Not in Montana, not at this level. Disney, as one can imagine, is very protective about everything they do, and they mandate that it meets their branding. Now, yes, an orchestra or high school band can buy a piece of Disney music and perform it, but to do a Disney-branded concert that gets the music directly from Disney using the original scores from their memorable films takes quite a lot of work. And to be honest, we get asked the questions, as soon as this concert's done, what's next year, what's next year? And even staff. And I generally don't tell people until it really hits and then we go public with it. But this year, even staff was asking me come February, well, where are you with this? And I said, I don't know. And I did not tell anyone that I was talking to Disney because I just wanted to not jinx it, for one. And two, I thought I really wanted to lock it in a little bit more. Quite frankly, I wasn't sure it could happen. And when I say I had an in, I use that very loosely. I know how to get a hold of the librarian at Disney. And I simply called him and said, can we talk about this. And he said, geez, we do like 3 or 4 concerts a year that we sanction. And they performed, Nashville Symphony was one, Indianapolis, Kansas City. They were the three. And they said, well, they performed for 2,000 people 3 times in a row, and they're getting 6,000 people. I said, we can do better than that. And that really interests them, that we're going to perform for 15,000 or more people. They don't have a presence here. There's no Disney shops in Montana. So
right.
We worked very hard, and then they package from what is said to how things are marketed to logos to what is played in what order. This is where the story gets a little complicated. They came and said, well, here's the program, and I didn't like it. So I sat for days thinking, what am I going to say? And I finally just said I had to go with my instinct. I wrote back and said, that's not going to work for me. Comically, they said, you know, you're probably the only person to tell Disney to go pound sand. And I said, well, look, can I have access to your library? And could I try to put together a program? They were great, and they let me do it, and they went back to their executives and their artistic team and said, we love it. They sent us a wonderful letter, said, in addition to all the rights and privileges of an official Disney-branded concert, you also have Disney's goodwill, which has made the difference. I mean, we look at this letter all the time. They work with us practically every day, whether it be fixing a part of music, their arrangers are involved. It's pretty amazing.
Wow, that's really something. We'll come back to the music, but let me just ask you from a standpoint of logistics, too. You mentioned the semi-truck stage, the 15,000 people laying out blankets the morning of the festival, security, all the stuff. Talk a little bit about what it takes to put something like this together.
Well, it's grown so much to the point where we have someone who is on staff, works all year, pretty much full-time on this for about 6 months straight, part-time for 6 months. And as a project manager, he oversees, in addition to working with the staff at Carroll College, and our staff, there's about 30 paid staff, and then about 100 and some volunteers who are dealing with parking, because we have handicapped transportation with golf carts, we have that porta-potties, we do fireworks live, synchronized with the music at the end, fireworks are about $2,000 a minute. The stage is almost $35,000. So there's logistics of unbelievable proportions, from having a national weather evacuation plan, of course, paramedics and security, that when we have people like Governor Bullock who will be there and the mayor of the town, there's heavy security. Everything is heavily guarded. We had astronaut Buzz Aldrin a handful of years ago. We've had international violinist, fiddler Mark O'Connor. So it gets pretty intense. And I like to say that I know what's going on, but I really don't know much. I pretty much wash my hands of most of it. But it's crazy what they have to go through. The grounds crews work for weeks. I mean, this is not a day event. This just leads up for weeks.
Well, it's very exciting. We're talking about the Helena Symphony's 11th annual Symphony Under the Stars, the magical music of Disney. It'll be taking place on Saturday night. It starts at 8:30 p.m. on the grounds of Carroll College. We'll give you some details about how to get a good spot and such in a minute. It's a free event open to the public, although I understand you do sell some VIP tickets too, right?
There are. There's about 500 reserve seating up front, and that's a very small percentage. About half of those go to the big donors, and then the other half go on sale for $25. They go on sale June 1st. By June 2nd, they're sold out. So I would say if I were attending it as a concertgoer, I would definitely want to be putting a blanket down. People get really into it, from full martini bars to large tables to elaborate displays of food and parties. The Associated Press listed it last year as one of the top 5 things to come to Montana for. It seems that way for sure.
Well, you've also partnered for a number of years now with Helena Food Share, and it becomes a food donation. I noticed when I was over for one of the festivals, and also in your press release, you know, concert goers are encouraged not only to come early that morning and lay down a blanket, but to use canned goods to lay down the blankets and then donate the goods then later in the day. And I understand it's just a huge day for the Helena Food Share, too.
It's one of the 2 largest days of a single day collection. I like to say we came up with this genius plan, but it was about 4 years ago, because people were putting rocks down, which then would destroy the lawnmowers of the college, or they were putting tent stakes into the ground, which was destroying the sprinkler system, or plastic tarps down, which was frying the grass. So we've had a lot of considerations, and literally, we just said at a meeting, well, just tell people to bring canned goods and we'll give them to the food share. It was that off the cuff. We like to think it was some great idea. It was just sort of a utilitarian type of thing. Well, that year was over at 1 ton of food. Now we're up to close to 6 tons or more. It's 13,000 pounds, so 6 tons of food. So we have enormous amounts of volunteers, and Helena Food Share is great, and it's pretty amazing that we can do that.
Well, I'm excited to hear this program that you pitched to Disney and got them to accept and allow you to play. Talk about some of the music that you're going to perform.
Well, the goal was definitely to appeal to multiple generations. Going back at least 60 years, people have Disney as part of their childhood. So it appeals to memories. That's where I was going with it. So I wanted things that skipped throughout different decades. So from the Mary Poppins, which personally is my favorite Disney score of all time, and Jungle Book and Cinderella, we're dealing with the 60s, the 1960s, going up through the 80s, such as works like Beauty and the Beast, Lion King, Aladdin, so it gets into the 90s, to a nod to Pixar, Toy Story, and Pirates of the Caribbean, Pocahontas. So I try to appeal to it where pretty much several generations will link into something. In addition to the 75 players of the orchestra, we'll use 60 of the 100 members of the chorale. We'll have a vocal soloist. That was sort of the goal, and they branded it as the magical music of Disney.
And I understand there's a tie as well to the 150th anniversary of the City of Helena.
Yes, and that was part of this. We wanted to do something very different, very special, that appealed to the masses. In addition to the 11th Annual Symphony Under the Stars, we wanted to really give a nod to the 150th anniversary of the City of Helena. And as part of this year, it's also the 60th anniversary of the Helena Symphony. So we have a composer in residence, Kyle Smith from Philadelphia, an award-winning composer, a wonderfully, wonderfully accessible, exciting composer. We commissioned a few works for the year, one of which is to celebrate the 150th anniversary, and he titled it Gold and Silver, which is on the seal of the state of Montana, the Aurea and Plata. It's a fanfare. It's wonderfully exciting. We just received the score a couple weeks ago. That will be a part of this concert as well.
So you'll premiere that piece then on Saturday night?
Yes, we'll premiere that right before the fireworks and the final Disney work. That's another exciting piece of this all.
Well, it sounds just wonderful. We're talking about the Symphony Under the Stars, presented by the Helena Symphony and in partnership with Carroll College. It's on the Carroll College grounds. It'll be Saturday night. Music starts at 8:30 p.m. People are encouraged starting that morning to lay down blankets and bring canned goods and to stake out a spot for the evening. Events kicking off that evening and ending with fireworks. I've been talking today with Alan R. Scott, the music director and conductor of the Helena Symphony. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Michael.